Felipe Calderón began his 6-year term as president of Mexico amid political tension that threatened to disrupt his official swearing-in. Lawmakers from the leftist party of the Democratic Revolution, or PRD, tried to block entrances to the House of Deputies Friday, but Calderón and outgoing President Vicente Fox came in through a back door and quickly carried out the formal ceremony. Thousands of protesters took to the streets around the same time, condemning what they claim was a fraudulent election. Mr. Calderón won the presidential election in July with an edge of around 240,000 votes over his closest opponent, PRD candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who has refused to concede defeat and has proclaimed himself the legitimate president. A review of the vote by the Federal Electoral Tribunal found no evidence of fraud, and most Mexicans have rejected López Obrador's claim. Still, President Calderón, in his inaugural address, delivered at the National Auditorium, several kilometers from the Congress, repeated his call for dialogue with opponents.
Dialogaré con quien esté dispuesto a dialogar y construiré con quien quiera construir. Pero siempre sabré gobernar para todos.
He said he will talk with anyone who is disposed to dialogue and will work with anyone willing to work with him for the good of all. President Calderón said that when politicians spend all their time fighting with one another, they're neglecting their responsibility to the citizens. Calderón called crime Mexico's greatest problem, and he ordered Attorney General Eduardo Medina and other members of his security team to develop a crime-fighting plan within the next 90 days.
Que unidos los mexicanos vamos a ganar a la delincuencia.
He said this is a fight the nation needs to undertake, and that together Mexicans can win. Among the measures President Calderón mentioned were better financing and training for police agents, judicial reform, and an end to corruption and impunity. Mexico's new president also addressed one of the most vexing issues between his country and the United States, illegal immigration.
Yo quiero que en lugar de que salga la mano de obra a buscar la inversión a Estados Unidos, mejor que venga aquí la inversión.
He said that immigration divides families and deprives Mexico of valuable labor. He said he wants to improve economic conditions and create jobs in Mexico so that people will not have to leave the country. True to the reputation he has as a determined, energetic pragmatist, Mr. Calderón laid out an ambitious plan in his first formal speech to the nation as president. Having been elected with little more than a third of the vote, however, and hounded still by angry demonstrators, his ability to achieve broad reforms may be limited. His proposals also target some of the most powerful and well-entrenched interests in the country. Among them are the narcotics trafficking gangs, who have murdered around 3,000 people in Mexico over the past year, the large public service unions, and the quasi-monopolies controlled by a handful of rich families whose profits account for a large part of the country's gross national product. The first indication of how well he may do will come next week when the conflictive House of Deputies begins considering budget proposals, and the new president begins his first full week at the helm of the nation's huge bureaucratic apparatus. Greg Flakes, VOA News, Mexico City.
www.wangyiyu.com